You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start here in the Midwest. Talk about this week prior to Christmas. What kind of conditions will be working through?
Well, right now we are enjoying some warmer temperatures and some really nice weather here in the middle of December, relatively speaking. But we will, in the week, with the system moving across out of the southern plains and through the Midwest, that will spread some areas of rain and thunderstorm activity to the southeast, south-central United States, and the northern part of this system will bring some wet weather to the Corn Belt Midwest. Initially, it looks like most of it's going to be in the liquid form, but may turn to snow before it's all over, but we'd expect more rain than snow.
And if you go into the next week, where do we see things after that?
Well, just in time for Christmas, things start to get colder. We're going to start to see some subtle changes at first in the weather forecast across the lower 48 states, beginning this weekend with the intrusion of some colder air out of central and western areas of Canada. Not Arctic air, just a trend towards colder temperatures. But as we get into the middle to the end of Christmas week, leading up to the weekend before New Year's, the weather pattern is going to be more active. While, again, it's not going to be bitterly cold, the opportunity for more rain and snow and colder temperatures than what we've experienced is on the table.
And that first week of January, if you look that far out, do you see any changes?
I do. I think we're going to start off the new year, 2019, on a much colder note. And the change to a colder, let's say a more Arctic-like pattern in terms of tapping into some air from the far northern latitudes, that happens right around or just after the first of the year.
What are the primary weather patterns you're watching in South America for Brazil and or Argentina at this point in time?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, they have trended a little bit drier. This is especially true in Brazil. Argentina, to some extent, has been a little bit drier, but they've had a little bit of moisture. Now, the forecast in the week ahead is a little bit more moist, especially for some of the southern areas of Brazil that have been drier, and some of the northern and central areas of Argentina look to be getting a little bit wet as well. Crop conditions there have been pretty good. Now, it's been a little cooler than normal, especially in Brazil, but overall conditions are still looking favorable.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm traveling this week with the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. We'll be in Peoria tomorrow at the Paradise Hotel and Casino. That's there in East Peoria, actually. And you can join us still if you'd like. Walk-ins are welcome. The cost is just $90 at the door. Registration opens at 7:45 a.m. We'll wrap up at 12:10 and then feed you a meal at the noon hour there. So a good morning. You can come and visit with us and hear from the agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. Hope to see you there, or potentially in DeKalb or Champaign. That wraps out our week. And thank you, too, for helping to wrap out this edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.
Thank you to everyone who attended the 5th annual WIL.